answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The numbers that we spend are so crazy on NATO, and they weren't there for us. We spend all of this money, and then when we want to maybe have help on us on small stuff, this is small time. This is not the big one. This is small potatoes. They say no, would rather not help. Stupid thing to say, because we can say that to them if we want, and we might.
And we will. That is President Trump talking about the lack of support we were seeing from NATO in dealing with Iran. They hemmed, they hawed, but they did nothing. And we're going to get into that in more detail coming up. And you're going to hear a response from the NATO Secretary General, who basically thanks Trump for helping build up the coffers of NATO, but at the same time says Trump is missing some points. He's making this a big focal point when we didn't help in Iran, but we have helped elsewhere. Well, I once gave my brother a great present when he was 8 years old. A hockey game. I don't think he remembers that. He more likely is considering that he doesn't like my choice of drink lately. Whatever. Hey, life is life. Oh, speaking of life, the life of Dan Goldman is upside down. Dan Goldman, congressman, a Democrat of New York, lost his 10th Congressional District Democrat primary against the challenger last night. Trump is certainly celebrating because Goldman had been basically one of the most prominent critics of Trump and pushing for the impeachment inquiry. He became a household name for Democrats as a prosecution leading the House impeachment inquiry regarding Trump's pressure campaign, as they called it, reference Ukraine. In Trump Social, Trump celebrated the defeat, stated, "Weak and pathetic Congressman Dan Goldman just lost big. I guess people didn't like him illegally targeting President Trump. In any event, this jerk is finally gone." You didn't expect Trump to mince words there, did you? Of course not. Hey, welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. This is going to be, this hour and the next hour are going to be very exciting in many ways. You do not want to miss it. But in case you do, I remind you, you can pull up a podcast of this program at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And when we're on the air, like right now, we are streaming video. Right this moment, you can go see and watch the program on Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter, or Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And reminding you, everything will go up as a podcast later, so if you miss it, pull it up, listen later, and share with others. This program, as all of them, is outstanding. I'd made a mention the other day that there are many programs I walk away from, and I know we hit a grand slam. Other programs, I walk away, I didn't achieve what I wanted to, not what I thought I could do, and I only got a single. But I never, never strike out. And for you, reminding you with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave each hour with more information than you have when we began that hour. In our next hour, I have a guest lined up who is pitching freedom of press. Now, I'm all about freedom of press, but there's some background with this guy and his organization that smacks of a liberal sneak in under the press tent. It might be a very challenging interview because I'm not going to let him just simply walk away claiming I'm all about freedom of the press. The case he's citing, I have some questions about, legitimate questions of violation of freedom of press. But there's a deeper dive, and I don't know if they didn't think I would take a closer look at it, but I did. You do not want to miss that interview coming up in the next hour. This hour, the old pompous arse himself, Lawrence O'Donnell, he has a new way to gauge Donald Trump's popularity. Are you ready for this? Lawrence O'Donnell is focusing on how many new babies last year were born and given the name Donald. That's a gauge of Trump's popularity? I can't make this stuff up. That'll be still coming up. And our story behind the story, the time I was suspected of stealing money from my radio station employer, and there was talk of me taking a polygraph. Now, I was ready to do so, but other wiser, older members of the staff, I was 19, they were really old, they were 22 or 23, they were saying, no, you don't want to do that. Well, what happened? That'll be the story behind the story before we wrap up this hour. Once again, back to the deal or no deal with Iran. Trey Yingst.
I just spoke with President Trump about the situation with Iran and the ongoing negotiations. There's been some back and forth as it relates to the issue of inspectors going into Iran to look at the country's nuclear sites. Now we have both President Trump, Vice President Vance, and the head of the IAEA saying that inspectors will be allowed to go into the country and look at these sites and identify where the highly enriched uranium is located. Here's what the director general said earlier today.
This has been signed, has been agreed. Paragraph 8 of this memorandum of understanding says explicitly that the nuclear activities that are going to be carried out with regards to the nuclear material facilities and will be supervised by the IAEA in all letters.
While the timeline is unclear, President Trump says there is no rush getting these inspectors into the country, but told Fox News that U.S. inspectors will join the IAEA when they ultimately go into Iran to locate this highly enriched uranium that we know is buried deep underground. The president describing this as a mountain that collapsed on this material after those B-2 bombers targeted Iran during Operation Midnight Hammer. The president was asked about the Iranian denial yesterday, saying this.
They know they're wrong. They told us inside, and we have it down, 100% inspections. And if they were right, I'd cancel the meetings right now.
But right now, the meetings are continuing. And now, of course, we're definitely hearing different sides of what is going to happen. I would expect that. And surely you cannot be so clueless to not expect the same. Which is fact, which is fiction? How much is fact, how much is fiction? Let's go back to Donald Trump as we began this hour, talking about the lack of NATO's support for what we've been doing in dealing with Iran, reference a blockade, and anything else we needed.
The numbers that we spend are so crazy on NATO, and they weren't there for us. We spent all of this money, and then when we want to maybe have help on us on small stuff, this is small time. This is not the big one. This is small potatoes. They say, no, we'd rather not help. Stupid thing to say, because we can say that to them if we want, and we might.
Yeah, we might. And remember when Trump was in office the very first time, he threatened to pull U.S. funding from NATO, saying, why are we supporting you? The other nations are not living up to what they should be paying. Why should we bear the full burden? Amen. Why should we? And you know what happened? More of them stepped up to pay a greater share than they had been. And you know who was the happiest? NATO. They were really happy. While the leftist was criticizing Trump, and even some on the right saying, you're going to put us in a dangerous situation. You pull money from funding, your funding from NATO. It actually increased funding. So NATO was very happy. But now with Trump pointing out, NATO has not been there for us when we need them, and there might be a come a day that we might be not be there for there. For them, NATO Secretary General Root.
Reuters had not our war. This is back in March. The German defense minister, Boris Pistorius, was just as direct as his boss, Chancellor Merz. This is not our war. We have not started it. Echoing Germany's stance, French President Emmanuel Macron also said, we are not party to the conflict. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez was quick to denounce the attacks on Iran as reckless and illegal and brushed off threats from Trump to cut trade with Spain if it did not allow jointly operated bases to be used for the war. war. This is a Reuters write-up, but you add to that the Italian prime minister, who has now had a back and forth about the use of bases in Italy. So the president, I think, is pointing to that, right?
I think so, yes, you're right. And I totally understand the disappointment. But when you take, for example, Italy, 500 U.S. planes took off from U.S. bases in Italy to support Epic Fury. So this is massive. When you look at the whole of Europe, again, it's between 4,000 and 5,000. A country like Romania, its capital, Bucharest, they had to cut down on commercial air flights and airplanes because they had to use the airport for the tanker facilities. So all this is taking place. But what I will do tomorrow in my discussion with the president is not only discuss this, we will also zoom out from this to this bigger picture of what he is doing for NATO. When you look at the numbers of the investments NATO countries are now making in their own defense, it is staggering.
It is staggering. Now, that was Brett Baer of Fox News pointing out numerous articles about how various countries inside NATO were saying it's not our war in Iran. We're not going to get involved. It's not your war. It's closer to you than it is us. And, of course, we're concerned about Israel and the peace in the Middle East and no nukes for Iran. But again, when Trump said, look, we have been paying and paying and we're asking them to help us support and they're not doing much, NATO Secretary General Root trying to put things in perspective that makes them look better.
First of all, on Iran as such, let me just say that I think the president is doing exactly what is needed, degrading Iran's nuclear capability. Could you imagine if Iran would get its hands on the nuclear weapon? This is an exporter of chaos. It is an exporter of terrorism. It would be devastating for the region. It would be devastating for the whole world. And if that moment would come where they would get their hands on that nuclear weapon, it is too late. We have seen it with North Korea. So I think the president is doing exactly what is necessary. I'm completely behind him on this. When it comes to NATO, I know there is disappointment. But let's also see these are isolated cases because there is something more to say about this. Country after country, ally after ally after ally, have made their bases available for Epic Fury. It means thousands, between 4,000 and 5,000 sorties. So planes taking off from European bases to support Epic Fury, and therefore Europe being this platform of power projection for the United States. So there's more to this than the isolated cases, and sometimes that gets a bit lost now, I think, in the discussion.
And he's pointing directly to Trump, saying, you're not looking at everything else we do for you. He's taking that into account, but he's made it very clear. We wanted your help. Reference to naval blockade and everything, and you were nowhere to be found. And you heard the list of countries read by Brett Baer. Not our war. Dr. Fauci, as you well know, got a pardon, full pardon from Biden before he left office. But, you know, if he's called before Congress and he perjures himself, that pardon will supposedly only cover what he's done up to that point. If he perjures himself tomorrow in Congress, he's not scheduled tomorrow, but if he did, he could be filing and facing perjury charges. Even with Biden's pardon, he could face prosecution. California Congressman Issa.
Well, I don't think anyone has to debate the damage that the release of this virus caused in trillions of dollars and you know, countless lives around the world. What we do have to do is specifically get to an official investigation and charges on two major counts, the perjury count before Congress and the cover-up. As you know, often the cover-up is worse than the original lie. And in this case, it appears as though he willfully impeded Congress and everyone else in getting to the truth, which probably cost even more lives. Obviously, I can also be a little partisan for a moment and say President Trump probably would have won overwhelmingly if people had really understood that he was the victim of this group. And in fact, Americans were being forced to do things, and President Trump was being misled by this very agency.
Yeah, and what did we have to do? There was a video that surfaced, I don't know when it was made, paying homage to Dr. Fauci. I think it might have been made during COVID. The speaker is mouth covered with a mask. The others around him all have masks on. And listen to what they think should celebrate Fauci.
Do 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 do. Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines.
Oh my God.
Help all the people who have been quarantined. We'll wear our masks and we'll have to stay distant. We'll wash our hands and we'll be more resistant. Fauci, yes? Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease. Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
Oh my God, I know. I take responsibility for that, for putting what they call an earworm in your mind. You're going to hear and listen and whistle that the rest of the day. Not. Oh, by the way, I'd mentioned earlier, the MSN Now Lawrence O'Donnell, Mr. Pompous Horse, has a new barometer measuring Trump's popularity.
Well, Donald Trump has scored his lowest job approval rating yet in a Reuters poll at 34%. And we have what could be another measure of Donald Trump's unpopularity and disapproval: baby names. Donald is the new Adolf. The baby name Donald has hit its lowest point in popularity in American history, according to Social Security Administration data reviewed by the website Notice, News of the United States. The federal agency received fewer than 400 Social Security card applications for baby Donalds last year, making Donald the nation's 690th most popular baby name amid Trump's return to the White House for a second term. Less than 400 babies out of 3.6 million babies born last year will have to live with the name Donald, which they might want to change after taking elementary school history classes.
And that assumes they're actually educated and not indoctrinated in the school. What a stupid barometer of Trump's measurement rating. I want to tell you before we're done today about a Gulf War veteran, how he was abused at a New York State veterans home. That'll be coming up in our second hour. Coming up next, our guest on the Mandami Socialist Wins in New York. And, of course, the story behind the story. And me facing charges, possibly of theft? Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families' businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love it. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. Well, what deep in love? Yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Well, New York City Mayor Mondami emerging as supposedly a kingmaker in yesterday's primaries. The candidates he endorsed ran and won against other Democrats. And John Fetterman, Pennsylvania Democrat, Senator John Fetterman says, we're left with the rise of the dirtbag left, as he refers to him. Specifically, and I'm quoting, we're now entering the dancing days of the dirtbag left. Outrageous candidates. Joining us to break that down in more detail and agree, and I'm sure he will agree, Bruce DeTorres, Director of Communications for the American Small Business League. Bruce, glad to have you back on board.
Great to be here. How are you today?
I'm good. So, with the progressives taking and winning New York City, as Fetterman says, they're replacing the good traditional kinds of Democrats you would expect in New York City, I don't see things getting any better for small business or any business in New York City.
No, that's a fair assessment. We look at everything through the small business lens, and New York City is a unique laboratory where so much big money interests and powers play everything against the middle, like, where'd Mamdani come from? Pretty much out of the blue. There's a lot of evidence about that. And rather than think of him as a kingmaker, is it, you know, that might be a handy hook for the Washington Post and others to give him the credit for these victories. And when one looks at the Democratic Socialists of America, I went to their site a week or two ago. They're not a very robust organization, and yet these candidates are bragging about its endorsement. And any big picture, you know, understanding of politics in America over the last 100 years does see how the battles over socialism, even putting it forward as something to argue about, is a ploy. It's a psyop because it's just horrible in its implementation. Look at the countries that have corroded and failed when they overindulge, you know, socialism and communism. It's bottom line, Larry, it's got very little to do with freedom. It's got very little to do with a city government or a state government or the federal government reflecting the will of the people. And it's of concern because these candidates,
I was going to say, and they're being amplified. Their voice gets bigger and repeated more by the legacy media. I had to laugh a moment ago when you said New York City makes a very good lab. I'm thinking it's kind of like a Wuhan lab, be quite honest, but in case this virus is Mondami virus.
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunately that true that it's funny, but it's also tragic. Yeah. Just like we're located in California. And this whole state is another laboratory for the worst of the worst.
Why are you there? Why are you still there?
Life happens. American Small Business League. Larry, can I take a minute and just talk about what we do and how important small businesses are?
I do want you to do that, but go ahead and finish your thought, first of all, about how this country is going upside down by the leftists. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not saying it's the leftists. I'm saying it's going upside down because of the manipulation by the giant corporate banking moneyed elite of the elite control for the last 150 years at the least. I see right and left, Republicans, Democrats, as theatrical companies funded really at the top by the same rich who always want to exploit the poor and keep freedom at bay and pretend that we are living according to our ideals. So I have no illusions that we're America anymore. We don't live under the Constitution, and that's a whole other conversation about what it would take to get our rights back. But we love the fact that we are a small business nation. Questions about what I just said or a little promo about our group?
Yeah, Small Business League, obviously, small businesses are driving the engine of our nation's economy. But there's so many regs being placed on them and additional taxes. What are you able to do to help protect small business?
Right. Well, that's a question that ought to be front and center when anyone talks about business, the economy, jobs, the cost of living. Thank you. Because, deep breath, we are nothing but a small business nation. 36 million small businesses. 99.9% of all businesses in America are small businesses. By the bad definition of less than 500 employees, a better definition is less than 100. 98% of all businesses have less than 100 employees. And I encourage folks to go to our site, asbl.com, and our Substack, asbl.substack, for something very important. We've got a pinned article at the top that gives people a website where they can quickly find how to contact their representative and their senators about anything that's bothering them, and we all should. GovTrack.us.
All right, now I want to go down some points here with you. I know you want small business contracts to not continue to go to big business, give the small groups an opportunity, and you want to see a raise of federal contracts from 5 to 15% for federal dollars. It should go to women-owned small business. In fact, you point out women own 40% of these businesses in America.
Yes, thank you. And that pinned Substack explains things to support that. Not only do women own 40% of all businesses in America, Larry, they sell what the government buys. And yet, every single year, companies owned by men get more than 95% of all federal contract dollars. When the goal is to give them 5%, the government rarely ever hits that. We really think every year women companies only get around 1%. But worse is that every year we're told small businesses got more than the 23% goal of the federal contract dollars. No, we show ASBL.com that in reality the vast majority of federal contract dollars go to the 0.1% of companies that are big businesses. They're already big. They create no new jobs with those contracts. Whereas if real small businesses got the contracts we're told that they get, hundreds of thousands, maybe an extra 2 million jobs would be created every year on top of all the jobs that get created every year by small businesses anyway. The vast majority of jobs every year are created by small businesses, and they are woefully neglected by the federal government for all the theatrics and false claims of how any administration is serving small businesses. Both Republicans and Democrats fail miserably.
I think your points are well made. I think a lot of the audience would agree with you on much of this. I want to point out very quickly, you're also the author of a book titled God School, 9/11, and JFK, The Lies That Are Killing Us, A Truth That Sets Us Free. Give me a thumbnail sketch of that to begin with.
Well, thank you. And folks can read all about that at my website, brucedetouris.com. And I reveal the real history behind many, many, many things that are just plain lies, from the JFK assassination to 9/11 to COVID to what's in the bio shots, the quote-unquote vaccines. And we have to know the truth about who's really hurting us so we have a chance at turning things around.
All right, now back to the beginning of our conversation. Is a Democrat socialist movement? I hear what you're saying about Republicans also have, they've got their hands in the way as well sometimes and not doing what they should be doing. But how does a Democrat socialist government like in New York City help small business or the nation as a whole?
We see not at all. We see that it's to lure, destabilize, weaken, train generations of young people to want free stuff. And that's appealing because many generations have been so miserably prepared for life through school and other social degradations and cultural distractions that there's an epidemic of helplessness and despair. So if a candidate stands up there and says free buses, cheap food, free daycare, that's very appealing to, unfortunately, crippled young people and also mushified educated people who have been trained to hate an enemy, perhaps hardworking people, business owners. It's a firestorm and a hurricane of obfuscations to make us all hate each other and feel like a victim. And to parse these things, and I'm going to slow down just to say this, we really have to calm down and do a lot more thinking about what we want. And I steer people to the ideals of the American founding, we have to relearn a better relationship to government and how it's supposed to work for us.
All right, Bruce, I want to thank you. We're out of time. Director of Communications for the American Small Business League. Again, check out their website, ASBL.com, ASBL.com. Bruce, again, I thank you for your time. We'll have you back in the future.
Love to. Thank you.
You bet. Now, I'd also mentioned earlier that in our next hour, I'm going to spend some time on a frightening piece of audio. You can't see the video about how a Gulf War veteran was being treated at a New York State vet's home. It is shocking, appalling, shameful. We'll deal with that in the second hour. Still to come, the story behind the story.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. true comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Frank Sinatra. And that takes me back to the days when I first began in radio. I worked at a, what we called then, an MOR station, middle of the road. We didn't do country. We didn't do anything wild. In fact, the wildest thing we ever did was when the Beatles appeared on the scene. And I was working at a, quote, a disc jockey at that time. You're going to love this. And you're going to use it against me in the future. Larry K, the DJ. I shouldn't have said it because now it would be used against me. I know that. But I just started in radio in Big Spring, Texas, in a little 1,000-watt these stories are true, folks. You have to start somewhere. Johnny Carson did, right? And I was so naive, there were basically only two major stations in Big Spring. I was working at one, KBST. The other was KBYG. I didn't know anything about compete issues. My boss heard me. Called me into the station on a Monday in advance of the time I was supposed to report. And he said, did I hear you on KBYG over the weekend? I said, yes, sir, you did. And he said, why? I said, you work for me, he said. I said, well, not on Sundays. And they needed somebody, so I did it for them. He said, you don't understand. You don't go on a competing station, even on the weekend. And we're going to change it. You're going to start working for me full-time, and I'm going to give you an increase in pay. Oh, I love that. I should have done that a long time ago. But this was a time of my being very new, naive in the business, and I'm also doing a sign-off shift one night. I've got a friend sitting there with me as we get ready, because at that time, the station would sign off at midnight. I had to do some readings, calibrations. And we'd sign back on the next morning, I think 5:30, 6, something like that. I wasn't there in the early morning. I didn't care. But the owner, Winston Wrinkle, redheaded Texas Aggie, who owned the station, came and tapped on the glass across from the studio and pointed to me. I want to see you. So I told my friend, hey, when I wrap up, you go ahead and go, and I'll catch you at the bar where we're going to meet later. Yeah, I was 19. I wasn't old enough to be in there, but everybody thought if you're in the radio, you must be at least 21 or more. And no one was checking IDs. But I go back to his office, and I said, yes, sir, what is it? He said, have a seat. Yes, sir. He said, someone is stealing from me. I thought, oh, my God, somebody's stealing from you. Wow. And he's just looking at me. Well, I don't know who it is. And then it dawns on me, he's suggesting maybe I'm stealing from him. I never stole anything. What? And I know I haven't, but I become frightened. How can I prove I haven't? I'm thinking I got to prove that I'm innocent, not that he has to prove that I'm guilty. And he finally laid out what the storyline was. In the old days, and many of you will remember, and it's not that old, don't go down that road. I'm telling you, this is when checks were truly written. This is not something that fell off the Conestoga wagon train. But basically, they were credit card protector slips that you would slide and check protectors for businesses. And it was embossed by a machine they had that shows a payable by that station. And I don't think, I know there wasn't an auto pen, so Winston had to supposedly sign the checks. Well, someone had gotten the check protector machine out of a room. I didn't even know, I mean, it was a storage room. I didn't know what was in there. Had no reason to know. It was locked up. But they were writing checks to themselves, which was a stupid thing to do. And these were clients. And the station was then reaching out for, you know, you haven't paid last month, you didn't pay. They said, oh, well, I'm sure we did. We'll get it straight. Send your salesman back by. Will the salesman go out there and you come back and say, no, they sent it. They said it just hasn't arrived in the mail yet. So he's buying time. So that was going on, and I still didn't know what I was supposed to do. But Winston wanted his money, and he wanted somebody held accountable, which I would agree with. He then started talking about, we're going to have a full investigation, and we're going to have every employee take a polygraph test. I said, fine by me. Again, I'm only 19. Now, I know there are questions about the polygraph even at that point, but I had nothing to hide. But as I said earlier, the older, wiser members of the station, in fact, the program director, who was really an old, old guy, I mean, that guy had to be 24 years old. He was ancient. He said, don't agree to do the polygraph. I said, well, why shouldn't I? He said, because many of us are not going to, and if you do, it's going to make us look guilty. I said, but I have nothing to hide. He said, but you can't do it. If you do, it's going to make us look guilty, because we're not going to. We're not going to be forced to do that. I was in a quandary. I didn't know what to do. All that weekend, I was really debating. I mean, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I don't want to lose a job or anything like that. He wanted a full investigation, including a polygraph. I didn't have anything to hide. But others were advising me, do not take it. And especially if you take it, then it's going to make us look guilty, because we're not. What happened? Ah, yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
Yeah, that's the kind of music we would play at KBST Radio in Big Spring, Texas. 1490, if I recall on the dial. I'm almost sure I'm right about that. Where I began my broadcast career. But I thought it was going to end before it got started, and I might be behind bars. I've been accused and suspected of stealing a check protection machine and writing out checks. And businesses who said they sent their money in or handed it directly to the salesman, and he said he'll take care of it, they didn't get it. Well, the guy did make a mistake because he did start issuing checks directly to himself. Previously, they were written to the station under the check protection machine, and he faked Winston's signature, the owner, the GM and owner. So he's getting them cash, but he's going in right into his own bank account. Even without the forensic checks today, it was not that hard to trace it down. So we were not forced to take a polygraph because the evidence pointed all to him. And business owner said, we handed him the money or in cash and or a check. Or we gave him the cash and he gave us a receipt to show that we paid for it. But it was never in the hands of the station. He was facing prison time. Young father, two kids. And he decided to plead guilty and ask for mercy. And his wife pleaded to the owner, Winston Wrinkle, please don't send my husband to jail. We'll have no support from our kids. And Winston, because even though he was a hard ass, he could also have a soft spot. He said, I will give you a chance to work it off. But if it ever happens again, you know, you will be going to jail. The guy thanked him and said, swore never will again. And for many weeks, the money he made, he got less money because someone had to go to pay back what he had stolen. And then it reached a point where he just was not making enough money even that way. And he couldn't get more clients lined up. So he went back to stealing. And true to his word, Winston said, lock him up and put him away. I think he got something like 5 to 7 years at that point. And all of us were torn up by it because we knew his wife, we knew the kids. But the guy had been given another chance and he decided to blow it. And I'm not sure really all the money was going to help his family that he was bringing home anyway. His personal life was his personal life, but I got wrapped into it when we and others, I with others, being charged or suspected of stealing. That was a lesson that stayed with me for many years. My dad had taught me early in life, there were two things he could not stand, a liar and a cheat. And he raised me with that basic philosophy. And under the Ten Commandments. Dad was not so much a religious man, but he was a moral man and a man of character. And I'll always be thankful for having him in my life and getting me on the right road. And I think about other kids in a situation where they don't have that kind of person in their life, be it their father, a grandfather, or even a mother, can do the same. Now, tomorrow, story behind the story. What was called a police action in 1950. A police action. But my dad said, that is a lie. It was a war. It was our forgotten war, the Korean War. This month, 1950, President Truman authorized U.S. and air sea forces to assist South Korea to repel the North Korean People's Army invading. Dad had just returned from World War II when it ended in 45. And 5 years later, he's being activated again, this time to go to Korea. He never shared the stories with me, but he made it very clear. Anybody that calls that a police action is wrong. It was a war. Well, it was labeled a police action because of how Truman handled it in reference to Congress. I'll break it down for you tomorrow in our story behind the story. The Forgotten War, the Korean War. which again, I'll remind you in our next hour, I want you to hear, and it's horrifying just to listen to it. And if you saw the video, it's even worse, and you'll be able to find it on YouTube, about a Gulf War veteran being abused at the New York State Veterans Home. His wife knew that something was wrong with him. His health continued to decline. She set up a hidden camera and called a staff member physically abusing her husband repeatedly, picking up by his neck, repeatedly punching him, hitting him on the head. This was a Gulf War veteran. And this is the way he was being treated. It angers me just to even discuss it. But I'll describe it in more detail, and you'll hear from her and what she documented as she took video, hidden video, of what was happening to her husband. But I will say this. It is a reminder that we do not know what happens behind closed doors, and especially for the elderly and the young, the most vulnerable of the population. If you have someone in a nursing home, if you have children that have been in an orphanage of some type, we need full and closer inspection of what's taking place. There are those that work and do the best they can. And it's a difficult, thankless, and low-paying job, basically emptying bedpans and things of that nature. But it's part of life, and in some cases, the last stages of life. I'll have more on that in our next hour. I want to take a moment to remind you that Friday is the station's fifth birthday party. Our actual fifth birthday is later next month, but we're going to celebrate Friday at Frankie Martin's in Cottleville. You don't need tickets. You can come join us 7 to 10. And actually, we'll open up our little part of the pavilion at 6 o'clock. There might be a few rain showers, but don't let the rain keep you from coming and enjoying the music and meeting some of the News Talk STL personnel that you listen to. I'll be there. Look forward to meeting you. Now, in our next hour, I have a guest. I'm going to tell you right now, this could be a very contentious interview. I'm not saying the guest is masquerading, but he's operating under a story dealing with freedom of press. But I guess they thought I would just take their hand out and not go any deeper, but I did. You don't want to miss that interview coming up. Second hour still to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.